Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de Andalucía. Comprensión oral. Inglés. Nivel intermedio B1. Tarea 1. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Hello, I'm Brian Heinlein, and I want to speak to you a little bit about the health benefits of tennis, really tennis as a public good. So there are 2 incredible studies that were recently published. One looked at over 80,000 individuals, another at over 8,000 individuals, and both of them came to the same amazing conclusion. Tennis, unequivocally relative to all other sports, provides the best health benefit in terms of prolonging your life and decreasing the risk that you're going to die from cardiovascular disease. Now, these studies were carried out over more than 20 years, and they looked at tennis, swimming, cycling, jogging, and other activities such as being in a gym. And the fact that they both came to the same conclusion is really striking. So when we think of tennis, we don't just think about the ease of play. For example, you can put up a court in a school, you can have a court in a public park, you can go to a club, but also the cost of tennis. If you're talking about putting tennis in a public park and you have the right equipment, you can do it at a cost that is really equivalent to setting up soccer or basketball. And so we often don't think of tennis as a sport that is something that is going to have a major impact on someone's health and well-being, and we should be, because sport is a public health matter. Sport is so important for the health of our society. And let me just get into that for just a little bit. The United States of America has become one of the most physically illiterate countries in the developed world. Physical illiteracy means that you don't have the ability, the confidence, or the desire to be physically active for life. And when we have physical illiteracy, it carries with it a risk of premature death, of developing diabetes, high blood pressure, dropping out of school, and even becoming addicted to drugs or alcohol. So sport is really important in general. So the key message is to promote sport at all levels of society. But then the real key message on top of that is that tennis may be the model sport for promoting health, well-being, and longevity. So get out there, spread the word, let everyone know how great the sport of tennis is for the public good.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Hello, I'm Brian Heinlein, and I want to speak to you a little bit about the health benefits of tennis, really tennis as a public good. So there are two incredible studies that were recently published. One looked at over 80,000 individuals, another at over 8,000 individuals, and both of them came to the same amazing conclusion. Tennis, unequivocally relative to all other sports, provides the best health benefit in terms of prolonging your life and decreasing the risk that you're going to die from cardiovascular disease. Now, these studies were carried out over more than 20 years, and they looked at tennis, swimming, cycling, jogging, and other activities such as being in a gym. And the fact that they both came to the same conclusion is really striking. So when we think of tennis, we don't just think about the ease of play. For example, you can put up a court in a school, you can have a court in a public park, you can go to a club, but also the cost of tennis. If you're talking about putting tennis in a public park and you have the right equipment, you can do it at a cost that is really equivalent to setting up soccer or basketball. And so we often don't think of tennis as a sport that is something that is going to have a major impact on someone's health and well-being. And we should be, because sport is a public health matter. Sport is so important for the health of our society. And let me just get into that for just a little bit. The United States of America has become one of the most physically illiterate countries in the developed world. Physical illiteracy means that you don't have the ability, the confidence, or the desire to be physically active for life. And when we have physical illiteracy, it carries with it a risk of premature death, of developing diabetes, high blood pressure, dropping out of school, and even becoming addicted to drugs or alcohol. So sport is really important in general. So the key message is to promote sport at all levels of society. But then, the real key message on top of that is that tennis may be the model sport for promoting health, well-being, and longevity. So get out there, spread the word, let everyone know how great the sport of tennis is for the public good.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 1. Tarea 2. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 1.
Cheetahs are the fastest land animals on the planet. There are birds that can fly faster, but nothing on Earth runs faster than a cheetah does. They can accelerate to speeds of 47 miles per hour in less than 2 seconds, and may reach top speeds of 75 miles or 120 kilometers per hour. Cheetahs are mammals. That means that they are covered in fur, they are warm-blooded, and they feed their babies milk. Cheetahs are carnivores, preferring to kill and eat medium-sized prey like impalas, gazelles, and springbok.
Extract 2.
Cheetahs hunt in the day because they track their prey by sight and not by smell. They will stalk up as close as possible to their intended target and then give chase. The chase usually lasts for less than a minute. If the cheetah cannot catch the animal quickly, it will give up. But cheetahs kill about half of the animals that they chase. Once it has made a kill, the cheetah needs to eat as fast as possible before larger predators arrive and steal it.
Extract 3.
Because they are built for speed and agility, cheetahs are much smaller than other predators, like lions, leopards, and even hyenas. They need their speed and maneuverability to catch food, and so cheetahs will avoid a fight where they might get hurt. Adult cheetahs weigh between 63 and 143 pounds, and have a head and body length of up to 55 inches. Their tails are quite long for their size, with lengths of roughly 3 feet or 1 meter common. This long tail is used to help the cheetah steer and change direction when they are running at high speeds.
Extract 4.
Cheetahs have small heads to reduce wind resistance and large nostrils to help them take in more oxygen. They also have enlarged hearts and lungs to help supply blood to their muscles. Their spines are extremely flexible, like springs, allowing them to move incredibly far with each stride.
Extract 5.
Cheetahs live mostly in the grassy savanna of Africa and the Middle East, although some live in parts of Asia. Throughout history, some people have kept cheetahs as pets, beginning with the ancient Egyptians. They used the cheetahs to hunt, Kings and emperors for thousands of years kept cheetahs both for pets and for hunting. Today, cheetahs are vulnerable to extinction due to hunting by humans, loss of habitat, and being illegally taken from the wild to be kept as pets.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 1.
Cheetahs are the fastest land animals on the planet. There are birds that can fly faster, but nothing on Earth runs faster than a cheetah does. They can accelerate to speeds of 47 miles per hour in less than 2 seconds, and may reach top speeds of 75 miles or 120 kilometers per hour. Cheetahs are mammals. That means that they are covered in fur, they are warm-blooded, and they feed their babies milk. Cheetahs are carnivores, preferring to kill and eat medium-sized prey like impalas, gazelles, and springbok.
Extract 2.
Cheetahs hunt in the day because they track their prey by sight and not by smell. They will stalk up as close as possible to their intended target and then give chase. The chase usually lasts for less than a minute. If the cheetah cannot catch the animal quickly, it will give up. But cheetahs kill about half of the animals that they chase. Once it has made a kill, the cheetah needs to eat as fast as possible before larger predators arrive and steal it.
Extract 3.
Because they are built for speed and agility, cheetahs are much smaller than other predators, like lions, leopards, and even hyenas. They need their speed and maneuverability to catch food, and so cheetahs will avoid a fight where they might get hurt. Adult cheetahs weigh between 63 and 143 pounds, and have a head and body length of up to 55 inches. Their tails are quite long for their size, with lengths of roughly 3 feet or 1 meter common. This long tail is used to help the cheetah steer and change direction when they are running at high speeds.
Extract 4.
Cheetahs have small heads to reduce wind resistance and large nostrils to help them take in more oxygen. They also have enlarged hearts and lungs to help supply blood to their muscles. Their spines are extremely flexible, like springs, allowing them to move incredibly far with each stride.
Extract 5.
Cheetahs live mostly in the grassy savanna of Africa and the Middle East, although some live in parts of Asia. Throughout history, some people have kept cheetahs as pets, beginning with the ancient Egyptians. They used the cheetahs to hunt. Kings and emperors for thousands of years kept cheetahs both for pets and for hunting. Today, cheetahs are vulnerable to extinction due to hunting by humans, loss of habitat, and being illegally taken from the wild to be kept as pets.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 2. Tarea 3. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, the free news source, recorded by Kevin Fields. Australian town to change name to promote road safety. Friday, February 18, 2011. The residents of Speed, a small town in the southeast of Australia, has made the decision to modify the name of the town for 1 month in an attempt to improve road safety in the country. The name of the town will be adjusted to Speed Kills across next month. The idea was created by the Transport Accident Commission. A campaign was launched on the social networking website Facebook saying that if 10,000 liked the campaign page, the name of the town, which has a population of 45, would be changed. Renamed Speed has now gone on to achieve over 33,000 likes. Previously, the government had used various advertising campaigns in an attempt to get motorists to reduce speed. However, these campaigns were in large part unsuccessful. In 2010, Australia experienced a 25% increase in deaths on rural roads. TAC spokesman Paul Reed said that, with the new name change campaign, we're trying to get people to stay within the speed limits, obey road safety rules, and cause motorists to realize that when they don't, people die. One inhabitant of Speed has also made the decision to change his name during March. Phil Down, who grows wheat and raises sheep, has decided to change his name to Phil Slows Down. Speaking to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, Down explained, "It's virtually on the road to somewhere else, so we've taken our quirky name and run with it to bring attention to the campaign of trying to get people to slow down on country roads and especially through small towns." This recording was made on Saturday, February 19, 2011, at 1200 UTC and has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.
Dispone ahora de 1 minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, the free news source. Recorded by Kevin Fields. Australian town to change name to promote road safety. Friday, February 18, 2011. The residents of Speed, a small town in the southeast of Australia, has made the decision to modify the name of the town for 1 month in an attempt to improve road safety in the country. The name of the town will be adjusted to Speed Kills across next month. The idea was created by the Transport Accident Commission. A campaign was launched on the social networking website Facebook saying that if 10,000 liked the campaign page, the name of the town, which has a population of 45, would be changed. Renamed Speed has now gone on to achieve over 33,000 likes. Previously, the government had used various advertising campaigns in an attempt to get motorists to reduce speed. However, these campaigns were in large part unsuccessful. In 2010, Australia experienced a 25% increase in deaths on rural roads. TAC spokesman Paul Reed said that, with the new name change campaign, we're trying to get people to stay within the speed limits, obey road safety rules, and cause motorists to realize that when they don't, people die. One inhabitant of Speed has also made the decision to change his name during March. Phil Down, who grows wheat and raises sheep, has decided to change his name to Phil Slows Down. Speaking to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, Down explained, "It's virtually on the road to somewhere else, so we've taken our quirky name and run with it to bring attention to the campaign of trying to get people to slow down on country roads and especially through small towns." This recording was made on Saturday, February 19, 2011, at 1200 UTC and has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 3. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral. Por favor, siga las instrucciones del profesorado en su aula.